You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Let's talk some A's baseball. It's just about time for Jane Lee to head down to Arizona. I want to catch her before she does. I'm Dave Ramon. Thanks for joining us this week. Jane, when are you heading down?
I will be going next Friday. The A's are one of the last to report. So they pitchers and catchers don't report until next Saturday. So I have a little bit of time at home left.
Yeah, more than most. Why? Let me ask you this. Why are they a late-arriving crew? Is there a philosophy behind this? It just save some bullets?
Yeah, I'm not so sure. I think, you know, in the past, they've usually been one of the first teams to arrive. And for some reason this year, they get a little bit of a later start. Now, I mean, later start, we're talking 1 or 2 days. But, yeah, it was kind of interesting to see. I think it's them and the D-backs that are the last of the Arizona clubs to report.
Huh. Well, I guess the good news for you is it buys you a little more time at home. And then you've got plenty of work once you get down there. Take a look at the new Oakland Athletics. As we look back at this offseason, what's your general impression about this, the new look of this team this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think you'd have to consider the offseason a success for the A's, just considering, you know, those glaring needs going into the offseason. It was obviously the bullpen. I lost track of how many times we probably talked about those one-run losses and those bullpen woes, you know, basically for the entire season. It was just a complete disaster for them in that area. And, you know, of course, it didn't help that Sean Doolittle started the season on the disabled list. But, you know, with him back healthy, he's got some reinforcements around him, some guys with experience. And I think if you look at the guys they brought in, notably Ryan Matson, John Axford, Liam Hendricks, hard throwers that were missing from their bullpen last year. They really didn't have those type of guys. And I think that, you know, it was no coincidence that they all kind of profile as such. I think the A's kind of made that a priority when searching for bullpen help. And, you know, it's not like they went out and just got one or two pieces. I mean, they really revamped the entire bullpen. And that was their biggest issue last year. So I think you have to like what they did in that area. You know, brought in a veteran starter, Rich Hill, to work behind Sonny Gray. And then, you know, I think the offense is still a little bit unknown. I do think it's an athletic bunch, not so much a power-hitting group, but they can do a lot of the little things right, get on base. Obviously something the A's value. So, you know, and getting back to the offense, I think Yonder Alonso, you know, definitely profiles as someone that they like, and they were willing to give up Drew Pomeranz for him. And I think just having Alonso's defense can make the entire infield better. I think there's something to be said about having that really good defensive first baseman, and they definitely got that with him. So, you know, they were busy, and I think it shouldn't come as a surprise. I mean, they're always very active, and this offseason was no different. And you kind of just you expected it just because of the season they had. You know, they're not complacent. You know, they see areas of needs, and they go out and fix them. So I think they're pretty happy with the overall product that they're bringing into spring training.
Yeah, you know, you touched on it there a little bit too, defense, because we talked about the pitching problems, the bullpen problems, the close games. But boy, the defense, especially in the first couple months of the year, was such a disappointment. And, you know, an obvious area where they needed improvement. Do you think they got a whole lot better defensively?
I would say that they're going to be better. I think a lot of those, you know, defensive woes, you look at Marcus Semien's first half. I mean, everyone was all over him, and I mean, I know that the error total really added up quickly, but he put in the work, and by the second half, I mean, had made drastic improvements with Ron Washington's help. So I think just having, you know, him back and doing the same work in the off season that he did with Washington during the season, I think we're going to see a much better defensive shortstop in Marcus Semien. I think that's going to make a big difference. And then obviously, you know, bringing Jed Lowry back, just an experienced, versatile guy. I think, you know, he makes their middle infield very sound. They like that duo there with Semien and Lowry. And, you know, Danny Valencia, I would say, is an average defender. I think he, you know, he's good at just, he makes the routine plays. And I think impressed them on defense last year, you know, really did nothing to suggest otherwise. And as I was mentioning before, Yonder Alonso, just having that presence at first base is going to be huge for them. And behind the plate, too. I mean, they like Stephen Vogt and Josh Fagley's defense. Fagley, of course, has, you know, really excelled last year at throwing out base runners. So you look at that group overall and have to be happy about, you know, what they bring defensively.
What's maybe the one area where you feel like this team really – probably could have done a little better, you know, would have been wise to address a little more seriously, or just, you know, it would have been better if they had something that they could have gotten out of some other teams or out of the free agent market?
Yeah, I was kind of hoping they would, you know, maybe bring in one more starter. You know, Rich Hill is a nice addition, and definitely someone that the A's see potential in, you know, doing well in their rotation. But, I mean, he only made 4 big league starts last year. He hasn't been a full-time starter since 2009 in the big league. So I think there's just so much unknown with him. And the fact that he was really the only starter that they reeled in, you know, it would have been nice to have seen Scott Kazmir return. They were in on him. Of course, Kazmir took a better deal with the Dodgers, but with so many question marks in that rotation, you know, the depth is obviously there. They have just a slew of young guys: Jesse Hahn, Kendall Graveman, Sean Nolan, Aaron Brooks, Chris Bassett. I mean, the list goes on, and then they're hoping Jared Parker can maybe come back as a starter. So they have options, but because there's so many question marks with all those guys, you know, you would maybe like to have one more known product in your rotation. So, you know, I know they did their due diligence, and they weren't just going to get any guy. You know, they wanted someone who they saw fit best for their rotation, and it just didn't work out. But I think that, you know, maybe it was an area that they were hoping to do a little more in. And I mean, personally, I thought they might bring in more catching depth. They only have Vogt and Fagley on the 40-man roster. They do have, you know, several guys behind them down in the minors who will be in camp. But if one of those guys gets hurt, you know, you'd like to see a third catching presence, you know, with experience kind of waiting down in AAA. But other than that, you know, you look around and I mean, they're coming in with depth, versatility, two things that they're very high on. So overall, you have to be happy with, you know, what they did and the work that they did this offseason.
So what one particular position battle do you anticipate really following closely or being most interested in when you get down to Arizona?
Probably the rotation, just because, like I was mentioning before, there's just so many options and so many guys that want those final three spots behind Sonny and Rich Hill. And, you know, a lot of guys that maybe did some things last year to come in with an edge and, you know, maybe earn those spots, guys like Jesse Hahn and Kendall Graveman, Chris Bassett. But there's also other guys that, you know, with a strong spring showing can kind of take hold of that spot. So it's just, you know, going in, and a lot of those guys, too, had some health concerns last year, so they'll be closely watched. I think it's an area that really is up for grabs between just so many players. So I think that's going to bring the most intrigue. And other than that, I think maybe the other big one to watch would be the backup outfield job, particularly residing in left field. They can't bank on Coco Crisp being healthy. So he'll, of course, be watched very closely in spring. And, you know, they have to kind of go into spring training basically with the assumption that Coco won't be healthy. It's just kind of the way you have to operate. You have to be realistic about these things. And they do have several solid options behind him. Mark Canna will get his time there when he's not playing first base, which he'll do occasionally, and give Yonder Alonso some time off. But other than him, they have a few guys. Sam Fold brings the most experience, and I would say he definitely has an edge to make the opening day roster. And then between Jake Smolinski and Andrew Lambeau, two guys that have some power potential and really, you know, have kind of just been waiting for that extended opportunity in the big league. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, how much of a shot they get in spring training. We have to assume one of those two will make the roster and the other will begin the season at AAA. But, you know, I think there's going to be plenty of intrigue all around, but notably the rotation for sure.
Yeah, well, and the nice thing is starting a season fresh, especially after a season like last year, still plenty of optimism and excitement as we get ready. And, Jane, next time we talk, there's a really good chance that you'll be in Arizona and we'll be talking about real guys showing up for real baseball again. And I can't wait for that.
Me too, although I do enjoy my time at home.
I'm sure. But she's on her way to Arizona soon. Jane Lee, MLB.com Extras, the Oakland A's edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.